This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Did anyone see what your Senator Joni Ernst did yesterday? She spilled the beans. She just came out and flat said it. You know, the whole impeachment trial for Trump is just a political hit job to try to spare me because he is scared to death to run against me, and he has good reason to be concerned.
While we are creating jobs and killing terrorists, the congressional Democrats are obsessed with demented hoaxes, crazy witch hunts, and deranged partisan crusades. It's all they know how to do.
All right, hey, everybody. That's the president and, of course, Joe Biden. Before that, what else are we talking about? It's back and forth, and the impeachment continues, the trial in Washington, D.C. Kate Delaney, as always, thanks for joining us. So much to jump on, I think, as we start a few days into this week, and it has been a very crazy week with a lot of the focus on, sadly, what happened with Kobe Bryant and so many others that were in the chopper with him going to his daughter's basketball game, and really the NBA trying to decide how they're going to handle it and what they're going to do. And, of course, we're all over that, and anything new that changes there, we will we'll have it for you. But when it comes to the impeachment deal, you got the president's dream team lining up, and Alan Dershowitz calling Trump corrupt in 2016 and saying he could be corrupt as president. He was, of course, mocking that and trying to say it was ridiculous. And that's what it was about. Will there be witnesses? To me, this is the biggest question. Mitch McConnell says the votes aren't there to block the witnesses. So this has been the one issue hanging over the impeachment trial. Is what John Bolton said in his book, that bombshell he dropped, is that fanning the flames for some Republican senators to not commit their vote to blocking witnesses, to instead saying, yeah, let's hear witnesses. Now, just because some of them might say that, that doesn't mean that they're going to vote to kick the president out of office, by the way. You know, what's interesting is I saw a poll today. You know, poll princess, right? There's polls all over the place when it comes to politics and sports, but this is politics. So I looked at the CNN poll that said 75% of voters want witnesses for the Senate impeachment trial. Three-quarters of registered voters think witnesses should be allowed to testify in the impeachment trial. And this just came out. It includes 49% of Republicans who think they should be allowed, 75% of independents, 95% of Democrats. And this is actually Quinnipiac University. CNN did a different poll, and not on the whole witnesses thing. But to me, this is the central issue, because in his unpublished manuscript, in case you don't know, John Bolton wrote that the president told him in August he was withholding $391 million in aid until the Ukraine announced an investigation into the Bidens. Now, that is what the New York Times has said. What's this vote going to do? What is this vote going to do? And here is the bottom line. There are some Republicans who have said, listen, if you have the witnesses, that's fine, because let's hear the clear. They're saying, no, let's hear the clear. We want to hear the whole thing. So while all of this is happening in Washington, I always say it's the tsunami that washes out of D.C., and these are the people that represent you and me. This show, if nothing else, is about what's going on in your backyard and mine. That's the reason I started it 15 years ago. Do you believe it? Just a kid. Okay, so this to me was huge. In Jamaica, 7.7 earthquake hits. And you know how far it's felt? As far away as Miami. In Miami, there were backyards with pools where the water was swinging, overlapping the side of the pool. Wow. Lots of aftershocks. A magnitude of 6.1. Can you believe it? So not good news at all. Especially where it hit and how far, like I said, you could catch it in Miami, the after effects of that. I've talked about this before because I'm an ex-Californian. I lived in California and people used to warn me about earthquakes. Until I felt an aftershock, I had no idea what they were talking about. In a newsroom where it was like this rolling feeling. Oh, it was sickening. Everybody else just ducked under their desk. And I was in a chair that kind of like rolled a little bit across the floor because I didn't realize even what it was. Right? And this was like an aftershock that we felt. So anyway, they say this earthquake is what they call a strike-slip earthquake. So you know what that means? The tectonic plates. I'm going to go all scientific on you, the five things I know. The scientific deal is the tectonic plates slide against each other. So that limits the threat of a devastating tsunami, which especially in the area where it was, it would have been devastating because they're more associated with what they call thrust earthquakes, where you have a portion of the earth that is pushed upward and caught, it just pushes the water, almost like hands. It pushes the water upwards, and it causes the water to go up and out, and it causes a tsunami. So the good news is they didn't have that. But they could feel this earthquake, too, in Havana. Some of the people in the capital of Cuba evacuated the taller buildings because they felt it. No reports, though, of damage or casualties, which is the great news. And an update on the coronavirus, because so many of you have sent me emails about it. In fact, we're going to jump into your thoughts as I go to the mailbag coming up in our next segment right here at the top. But the coronavirus is spreading. 6,000 cases, 132 people are dead. That many cases confirmed in China. So they're saying, you know, don't go to China if you don't have to go to China. It's basically on lockdown. 60 million people under partial or flat out full lockdown in Chinese cities. I mean, that's how concerned they are. It completely makes sense because it's so viral. You happen to brush against somebody, something can happen. And we know we have a handful of cases here in the United States, although the CDC is saying no reason for panic. Anybody who's coming in from China, they're getting tested several times and they're being watched. I don't know. Am I being foolish? I feel secure in that. However, if it had spread and then somebody else spread it to some, you know how that goes. But I would say in China, I can see why they're doing the lockdown because they're worried. They don't want it to overtake SARS, which was a deadly virus. This coronavirus is again, something else. I mean, just awful. Coming up on the show, you know, we're getting closer to the Super Bowl. So that means Manchur is going to join us. And we're going to talk about some of the crazy odds that are out there. And then an interview that's going to blow you away. Anybody in your life have problems with an eating disorder, anorexia? We're going to talk to somebody very young, just 21, and how she dealt with it. Coming up in a couple of segments. Mailbag next.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily, now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Thanks for hanging with us. As I mentioned, this is all about you, the mailbag. I think our mailbag guy had the night off. Remember they say, mail's here. Or we didn't send him his fat, juicy royalty check. Eric, did we forget to send out that big check to that guy in L.A. that does the voiceover? Do you know?
Yeah, we forgot.
We
totally forgot.
Oh, shoot. All right, that's what happens. You know, we're still getting used to 2020, right? It's a new year. Speaking of that, we're going to talk about resolutions for like 2 seconds when Manshore comes on, which is a.k.a. my hubs. Okay, so how about this? This one is from Joe, and he says right away, I know we got impeachment. Oh, I know we have so many other things to talk about, taxes, the debt, and then other light fare, and then the Kobe thing. But, Kate, I just got to ask you this, man. Who are you picking for the Super Bowl? I'm going to try to call into your Nail the Score seg on Wednesday. Is it going to be the 49ers, or is it going to be the Chiefs? You know what? It's such a close call on this one because the Chiefs are favored only by a point and a half. I mean, it's really a pick 'em, right? So if you believe defense wins championships and you think the 49ers is going to do it, they're going to do it. If you think Pat Mahomes is the wunderkind, which he is, then you think the Chiefs are going to do it. I think it's so close to call. I'm saving my pick for the air. I'm not going to give you my pick right now. If the Chiefs do beat the 49ers, though, in the Super Bowl, they're the fourth team to beat the top three rushing offenses in a single season on the road to a Super Bowl title. So there you go. That is the one thing to also consider. Because they would also have to do that. So running a defense, running a defense, running a defense, right? As we move on to another one, this one is from Patrick. And Patrick says, hey, Kate, I got to tell you, man, I saw the video from that aftershock or the earthquake that was felt in Miami. And boy, it's been a rough couple of years for Miami. They're halfway underwater anytime there's any kind of a bad storm. And now they're getting earthquakes because of something that happens not too far away. Is Miami still the place to party and hang, or is it a place that's just going to sink and drop off like the rest of Florida? Everybody talks about California, but do you think it's Florida? Well, let me look into my magic eight ball. Magic eight ball, is it going to be California that goes first or Florida? Which, okay, just let me say this. None of us are going to be alive when that happens, if it happens. I mean, we're not. And I don't, you know, you look at the fault lines. If you were just talking about pure earthquakes, I mean, come on, that's California. But to your point of the water situation and what happens with flooding in Miami, it is really strange. I've spent a lot of time in the past in Miami, and I never, that's not something that entered my mind at the time, but I wasn't there when they were having horrific rainstorms or a hurricane or, you know, any of that. All right, I kind of like this one. I got this one from Marv, who says, you've talked a lot about vaping, you've had some doctors on, and whether or not it's a good thing to vape, and should it be just completely outlawed altogether? Did you see what the governor of California did? No, I think you're talking about, you're not talking about the governor of California, you're talking about Kate Brown, the governor of Salem, Oregon, I think, because not that Gavin Newsom isn't looking at that, but Governor Brown, they met because they're trying to figure out what they're going to do with what she's calling the vaping epidemic, and they've got a committee called the Vaping Public Health Work Group, and they've got people from all kinds of industries involved in this, saying that we have lax regulation and we need to regulate it and figure out what we're going to do here. And, of course, why would this pop up on their screen? Well, like anyone else. But they had two vape-related deaths in Oregon and 20 illnesses. So they've dealt with this. And in terms of recommendations or regulations or whatever it is, I think what they're mostly saying is they're concerned about the high rate of vaping with young people, because you see lung collapses, that kind of thing happening, and it's, a lot of it is young people. And there is a ban, by the way, that does kick in February, but they believe it doesn't go far enough because the FDA has the ban on flavored cartridge-based vaping products, but it doesn't include menthol flavors, tobacco, that kind of thing. And that ban also exempts open tank e-cigarettes. Everywhere I go, I see people vaping, so I'll just throw in my two cents. I've lived all over the place, and living in the great state of Texas now, I see all kinds of demographics, too, by the way. It's not just teenagers. We keep talking about teenagers, but it's not that at all. I mean, there's all kinds of people. I saw a woman the other day getting ready to go to the grocery store. I would say she was in her 60s, and she was vaping. You know, you could say, well, it's personal choice, but because of the horrific cases that we've seen, that's not good. I mean, I don't know about you, but to be in your early 20s and have your lungs collapse because you were vaping and it was cool, and who knew, because there was no big warnings about it, you got to pay attention to that. You know, what can you say? All right, here's, I love how you guys are just, this time around, all of you that sent in emails, you're all over the map with this. And so it's kind of cool. So you didn't stick on one thing like impeachment or the game or, you know, any of that. So let's go to this one. I thought this was kind of interesting. And this one is from Jessup, who says, I know you're a Philly broad, probably a 76ers fan. I'm sure you know the great Allen Iverson. Did you see that he had a backpack that was stolen that had $500,000 worth of jewelry in it? And it happened at a hotel in Center City, and they think that they've got people on tape. And they're showing it kind of all over the place. I bet you they'll find him pretty easy. You know what? It's funny that you even bring this up. It's such a small slice. For anybody who doesn't know, Allen Iverson used to play for the 76ers. That's the Sofitel Hotel. I was there one time when I flew back into the city for something. It's just coincidentally. And, I mean, he's Allen Iverson. So I'm thinking somebody recognized him and realized, oh, yeah, he's probably got something good in that bag. Did he know he had that kind of jewelry in there? I mean, who knows? It looked like it was a kid, and they've got some video of him. So here's the thing. There's video cameras all over the place, right? It's not quite England in the United States, but I am always amazed that people aren't paying closer attention to their surroundings, because if they were, they would know that you can't get away with that, especially if you're up on a hotel. You're somehow in the hotel. You see them. I mean, you see them everywhere. So I was, in a way, surprised by that, right? I was surprised because realizing, and it was so brazen, like you could really see them, that someone's going to find them. Someone's going to know them. Something's going to happen. So there's going to be a reward because you can clearly tell who it is. All right, coming up next, and thanks for all the emails, by the way. I love it. Eclectic group this time around. Wasn't just the, you aren't one-trick ponies where you're saying the same thing over and over again. And I'm always amazed by this. I've worked in New York, Dallas, California, all over the place. And of any place I've been, you are the best at emails. You can email me anytime, day or night, calorie free. And how do you do that? Go to Kate Delaney Radio, katedelaneyradio.com. I can't wait to introduce you to our next guest in Author's Corner, because she's written a book about anorexia, something that she dealt with, that she lived through. And I think I've talked about this. I know I've talked about this before in the air. I have two really good friends who have nieces who have it, and it's not a money thing, because they're getting the best treatment they can. It is a they're scared to death. How do I make sure my daughter is going to survive? What can I do? And you're going to be surprised by some of the answers that come up. And it is about dealing your own destiny, just like my book says. And you'll find out next. Meet you on the flip side.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has informed his fellow Republicans that at this point, he doesn't have the votes to block witnesses at the president's impeachment trial. Democrats want to hear from former National Security Advisor John Bolton, who has an upcoming book that claims the president did seek to block military funds to Ukraine to force it to investigate Joe Biden and his son Hunter. With pressure mounting for Bolton to testify, Oklahoma Republican James Langford proposed that senators be allowed to read Bolton's manuscript first.
That sounds like a reasonable solution to me.
Democrats called it a stalling tactic.
What an absurd proposal.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was asked if they should see the book.
Nothing is a substitute for a witness under oath, in person, testifying. That's what we want.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though, so now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem, I don't stop, not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Katya Anastasia Sochitsky joins us. She's written a book called No One Can Fight But Me. It's about her battle with anorexia, and oh, there's so much you can learn from this young woman. Thank you so much for joining us, Katya. First of all, how did you get this disease?
I mean, it's a really long story. I'll try to keep it short, but essentially the whole entire eating disorder started in eighth grade, so middle school, or at least that's when I started developing some of the symptoms. One of my really close friends from my rhythmic gymnastics team, she started to bring smaller lunches to school because competition season was around the corner, and she felt like she needed to lose a few pounds. So I told my mom that I thought it was a good idea for me to start bringing smaller lunches to school as well. And my mom asked me why I had that idea in my head, because she knew that I had a perfect physical appearance. But she agreed, and she started to give me smaller lunches to school. So I didn't lose any crazy amounts of weight back then. I was still a healthy child. But these so-called smaller lunches, they were still done in high school. So I would only have a grapefruit for lunch during my freshman year of high school, and I started to realize that I was losing weight, and I liked that I was losing weight. I liked those 3-5 pounds that I lost that year I liked my appearance, but I still saw this fat version of me in the mirror. Now that I look back, I knew that I was fine, but back then I'd look inside the mirror and honestly, I saw a girl that needed to lose like 20 pounds. And that's actually why the cover of my book has a girl staring at the mirror and the mirror is reflecting a fat version of her. But anyways, as I was saying, those small lunches led to having no lunch, breakfast, or dinner at all Monday to Friday for the period of 1.5 to 2 years.
Wow.
And many, yeah, it was really tough, but it was an addiction. And it was something that I just couldn't stop. And it was really hard on my body because not only was I not eating, I was also going to rhythmic gymnastics practices almost every day. Some practices were 2 hours, some practices were 4 hours. So the fact that my body was surviving on no nutrients, not even water, to be honest, I was also super dehydrated. Let's just say I'm really happy to be alive right now. But everyone was telling my mother, my parents that, you know, your daughter needs help. Like, she is way too skinny. And my mom, she said, no, she's fine. I'm giving her lunch and she's eating it at school. And obviously I was lying to my mother by telling her I'm eating my lunch at school. I wasn't telling her that I was throwing everything away. So, she believed me and I'm glad she believed me because in those moments, I was still able to continue what I was doing, which was, you know, continue throwing my lunches away. But it got to a point where I hit this crazy depression and I needed to talk to someone. And I couldn't talk to my coach because my coach thought I was normal. She thought my super anorexic, skinny appearance was normal because in the Russian-Ukrainian culture, especially in the Ukrainian culture, many coaches think that it is normal to be that skinny. So she didn't understand that I had a problem. She didn't understand I had an eating disorder called anorexia. But the fact that I had hit this crazy depression, I just had no control. Like, my brain was just exploding with emotion and my hormones were crazy, not to mention I lost my menstrual cycle for at least, 2 years, which was really sad considering that prevented me from possibly not having children in the future. So that was just very sad to think about. And when I hit that depression moment, I went to my mom and I cried for hours and hours and I essentially confessed to her. And I told her that this is what I've been doing and I think I have a problem. And we weighed me, and I went from around 108 to 110 pounds, and I dropped down to 98 or 97 pounds. So that might not seem like a lot, but the fact it is a lot because all my muscle was gone, wow. And I had absolutely no fat. That's why those 10 pounds looked like 20, 30 pounds.
Wow.
And
so what did you do? What happened? Now you've got us in this situation where we're rooting for you. What happened?
So obviously I needed a professional diagnosis. So my parents took me to a UCLA psychologist or an eating disorder specialist, and he officially diagnosed me with anorexia nervosa. And he gave my parents a number for an eating disorder therapist who started to work with me. Every Wednesday, I would have sessions with her, and I would essentially just chug a lot of water right before my therapy session because deep inside, I knew I had a problem. But this is kind of crazy, what I'm about to say. I forgot how to eat. So, like, let's just say there was a bowl of pasta in front of me. It was hard to eat it. It was hard to chew it. It's as if there was a part of my brain that forgot to chew. So it was painful to eat.
Wow.
So gaining those pounds back, that was one of the most hardest part of recovery. So to avoid eating, I would just chug a lot of water. So those pounds would show up on the scale during my weekly weigh-in. But so summary of the story, therapy was not working. And I told my mom, I'm like, Mom, I'm lying to the therapist. I'm lying to you. I'm lying to the family. I'm not gaining any weight because I'm just chugging a lot of water before my weigh-in. So I asked my parents And I said, can I please recover in my own ways? Can I please gain these pounds back on my own? And they agreed. They agreed, and they just said, okay, good luck. And instead of gaining weight, I went from 98 or 97 pounds all the way down to 88 or 89 pounds. So
wow.
I lost more weight and recovered. And that's where it was pretty scary. And this, what I'm about to say, is something I don't remember writing in my book because I've only told this to a limited amount of people. But let's just say my life flashed in front of my eyes. I was in my room. I fainted. I saw a dead girl on the other side, and I was scared. I saw myself not alive, and I started crying. I'm like, this is not okay. And I just started eating. I just started eating because my parents gave me that ultimatum also, you don't gain weight, you don't go to college. And I wanted to go to college. I got accepted into UC Merced. I wanted to start obtain my bachelor's. I wanted to start my future. So I just started eating. And I started gaining those pounds back on. And finally, I was back to normal. I got in a good competition season. My last one, I was able to go to national qualifiers, which was an amazing experience. And I'm glad to be alive today. And I don't know if it took seeing, you know, a dead version of myself, as crazy as that sounds, right in front of my own eyes, but maybe that's what I needed to see to, you know, come back to life and realize that, like, you only get one shot at life and you need to use the most of it. So I just started eating and everything went from there.
Wow. And so, I mean, you're a story of hope. There's no question about that. What do you tell the people listening who are dealing with it? They may be dealing with it themselves, or they may know somebody dealing with it. What would you tell them and about what you went through and how they can get through it?
Well, like I said, my book is called No One Can Fight It But Me. But obviously that pertains to, you know, other girls and boys out there. So the point of the story is that there's no family member, there's no eating disorder specialist, no therapist, no friend, no coach that's going to help you. You yourself have to want to fight this monster of a disorder. And it really is a monster, because when I had anorexia, I felt like there was a demon inside of me that wanted to die. But then there was another angel on the other side of my shoulder, and she was saying, hey, I think life's kind of cool. Why not, you know, survive, get this monster out of your body and, you know, continue living this beautiful life you have. So it's up to you. You have to ask yourself that really simple question. Do you want to live or do you want to die? Because that's all up to you. You don't have to, your mom's not going to answer that question. Your dad's not going to answer that question. No family, no friend, no boyfriend, no husband, no wife, no coach. No one's going to help you. You have to help yourself. And until you realize that you have one shot at life, until you realize that you are the one that's going to have to pick up that spoon and eat that soup or eat that, you know, spoon of ice cream, you're not going to ever recover. You yourself have to realize that you want to live. Then you will start to finally pack those pounds down. Get rid of those scales. Get rid of those mirrors. Get rid of anything, you know. Don't think about my clothes are too loose, my clothes are too, you know, big on me or too small on me. Don't think about that. And this, honestly, it also pertains to people dealing with other eating disorders, such as, you know, gaining too much weight.
Yeah.
You know, that's also not healthy, being overweight and reaching obesity, because, you know, that's not healthy at all, obviously. So at the end of the day, it's up to you, and it's your choice if you want to live or not. Do you want to be healthy or not?
Yes.
So
wow.
That's my advice.
So powerful. Perfect place to end this. Please pick up this book and give it to people you know. No one can fight but me. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
The Hebo Pinot Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Yeah, can we hear those horns again? It's time for the Man Chore to enter into the Woe Man Cave here on this show with me. It was just a handful of weeks that we were celebrating the new year, the new decade, 2020. So I don't even know if I asked you if you had any resolutions. What were your resolutions? To sleep more?
To have someone play the kazoo when I came on.
Wow, your wish is Eric's command, because he is extraordinary and he knew that telepathically, and that's what he did.
That was some good kazoo playing.
So mine was just to get into shape, and I'm kicking butt, don't you think? I'm like a walk-in fool.
You are. You don't even have plantar fasciitis anymore.
No, thank goodness I don't. Anyway, it's been an interesting start to the year. So today, Manshore, since you were in the Navy, I thought this was interesting. The U.S. Coast Guard was formed 105 years ago, and this is kind of interesting. I saw some publicity about it, so it came out. So in 1915 is when our U.S. Coast Guard was formed. and they featured this Cape Disappointment Lighthouse, because there are a lot of lighthouses that are managed by the Coast Guard, but why did this lighthouse get its name Disappointment? Do you know Cape Disappointment?
I do, because I just read it before I knew what you were going to ask me.
So tell everyone.
So a British fur trader in 1788 mistook the mouth of the Columbia River for a bay, and he was disappointed because his ship couldn't pass because of the river's shallow bar, and many ships sank in those waters, but the lighthouse has warned off many ships since it was lit in 1856, making it the first lighthouse in the Pacific Northwest. Most of the lighthouses in the U.S. have been built and maintained by the U.S. Coast Guard and its predecessors. I did not know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. I thought it was fascinating. I didn't realize that they do that. I've been to so many lighthouses. I grew up in Philly and South Jersey, where you go to the shore, and there's, of course, a great lighthouse there at Cape May, and the Coast Guard is you see the Coast Guard everywhere, and any time I was in a boat, the Coast Guard was around. I don't know if that was a hint or what. So here's what's really interesting. The Coast Guard will respond, they say, to 19,790 searches and rescue cases. They saved 3,560 lives and more than $77 million in property, and that's an average year. How about that?
That's not even the cocaine they save.
You mean, or stop from flowing into the United States.
Right.
Okay, so the Super Bowl is coming up. Who are you picking? Are you picking the 49ers or the Chiefs? Because people keep sending me emails and asking me, and I'm not going to reveal until nail the score.
I want KC to win, but, boy, it's going to be a good one, I think.
Well, okay, so you're picking Kansas City.
Yes.
All right, you're picking Kansas City. One of the things that's cool about the Super Bowl, and I used to live in Vegas, is there's so many ways you can bet on it, and they call them prop bets. And prop bets are everything to do with what comes up when they flip the coin, heads or tails, who scores first, how many minutes does it take for Demi Lovato, because she's doing it, to sing the national anthem, and there's all kinds of novelty bets that you get for prop bets, and that's what they call them. I'm very, very familiar with them.
I liked the title of this piece that I picked out for you. Tell the audience what the name of the title was for this piece.
What is the title? I don't know. Nick Mangold's Talks Football?
No, it was How to Have Fun Losing Money on Prop Bets.
Oh, How to Have Fun. I didn't even see that, so I didn't even notice it. But thanks for that, because you always say that I'm a good gambler and we should just go to Vegas and I'll win a bunch of money, which I tell you that's not true. Yes, I know how to play cards, but that doesn't mean anything, because the house always wins.
Not when you won $650 the time we went to Vegas and you disappeared and we're like, I couldn't find you, and you came back, oh, I just won $650 playing cards.
Okay, your point.
And how much have you won over the years on sports bets?
I don't really do sports bets. It was just when I lived in Vegas.
I know you're a little Meek Mill now, but when you were a brave young woman.
When I was a brave. No, I was careful, because what would happen to the people that I worked with in the sports business, who we weren't now gambling, it's legal and everything else in so many places, but we weren't. They would get these guys that moved to Vegas from Kansas City or other places, thought they were going to take their paycheck, they were going to go and play cards, they're going to play 21, and they were going to double their paycheck. And then I would get these calls where they were practically in tears, and I have to come get them at the casino. I felt like the den mother. And I wasn't really that much older than them, like a handful of years. Please! I lost all my money. I said, is there at least a free buffet or a few drinks in it for you?
You had some guys teach you how to place bets. You want a lot of money. You're playing it.
No. No. You're wrong. You do not.
You're not letting on to the public.
You're not letting.
You're providing a public service announcement, and I appreciate what you're doing for the public and warning them not to gamble, but I'm just saying you're a winner when it comes to Vegas.
Oh, I like it.
And as a matter of fact, we need to get back there. We haven't gone in a long time.
Call Jackie Bascow now. We need to go and stay with her. She's the queen of Las Vegas. Okay, Kobe Bryant, in all seriousness, you're a former Californian. I'm a former Californian.
And I think you would have lived there when Kobe was there. And I was there in the beginning of Kobe and then moved to Dallas. But, wow, just so sad. And everybody wants to know about why were they flying the helicopter? Why did that happen? He was experienced. He had been on that helicopter so many times. And the pilot, he trusted him. What, in your opinion, as somebody who's flown and not a helicopter, a small plane, what do you think?
The only answer to that would be pressure, especially since the game was already over and they were flying home in heavy fog. One guy said, when asked how bad the visibility was, he said, imagine diving into a swimming pool full of milk, opening your eyes and trying to see. That's how bad the fog was near the house. So that's what they were doing. They were, the pilot was being irresponsible and allowing his owner to dictate whether he should fly or not. Or if he had been flying helicopters for 20 years and never flown in fog like that in California, I really find that hard to believe. And then you're in a helicopter, you get in trouble, guess what? You can land and live another day.
Yeah, that's a big helicopter. And you and I have been to Calabasas many times. And, in fact, we're going to be there in like a month. We're going to Calabasas and Westlake Village, that very area. And that's the first thing I always remember about California is the hills.
Yep, then they're hills.
Yeah, people don't realize that, but absolutely. All right, so that was very, very, very sad. The you know, so we talked about the Super Bowl, and we talked about this Kobe Bryant thing, but your take on Kobe Bryant and his legacy and what this whole thing means, because you see the outpouring, it's everywhere. And this is, I have to say, I mentioned this, I've been on like 4 TV interviews, and I've done 25 radio interviews on this, and you know, let's face it, I wasn't his best friend, and I didn't play basketball, so they're interviewing all those people, but I'm giving insight into what I know and my times of meeting him and conversations, but I haven't seen anything like this in a very long time.
No matter what you think about Kobe Bryant, it's a shock. He was a sports icon, so to hear that he was dead, it was real disbelief. It's like, no, you told me that in the afternoon, and I'm like, no, he's not. You're pulling my leg again. I'm lying to me about something. But you were not lying. You were telling the truth. And it was shocking at first to hear.
Yeah, very shocking. All right, so I have to tell you something. I guess I'll just tell you on the air. I ordered you a special present. I was going to wait to give it to you for Valentine's Day, but I was so excited about it. I can't wait for you to try it on, and we're going to take a picture of you in it, the man short, and I'm going to tweet it out. I got you an authentic Eagles jersey.
Right.
Zach's jersey.
Well, you know,
Zach Ertz.
You know, I have easy access to lighter fluid.
Why wouldn't you wear an Eagles jersey?
I'll watch it burn in the backyard.
Typical Cowboy fan. All right, Manshore. There's got to be a honeydew list here somewhere. There's got to be something. Go hang some pictures or something. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Once again, thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Remember, you can always email me, katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact and bada bing, my ode to James Gandolfini. You're in just like that.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.